And now, Ben Bailey.
For to this were you called, because Christ also suffered and died, leaving us an example that we should follow in His footsteps. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. Welcome to our study of great Bible heroes. Of all the heroes we may look at in the Bible, from the Old Testament to the last one in the New, none stands out greater than the example of our Master, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What is it from the example of Jesus that we can draw out and think about for just a few moments that will make us greater servants? Young people, I especially want you to pay attention to the commitment Jesus had at a young age. You open to Luke chapter 2, and there is Jesus with His parents. They're on census, and Jesus departs from the crowd. They find Jesus, and where is He at? At the young age of 12 years old, Jesus is in the temple teaching the scribes, and when His parents quiz Him about this, He says, "Did you not know I must be about my Father's business?" Luke 2, verse 49. And thus Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, favor with God and with man. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. A very powerful lesson we learn is that at the youngest of ages, you need to dedicate yourself to being about the Father's business. You need to make sure that you grow in wisdom and stature and favor with God and with men. We've got to make sure that we're taking every effort, young people especially, to mold our lives into the way God wants us to be. But you know, as you look at Jesus, He's also the example of perfection in doing the will of God. He was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 4, verse 15. He committed no sin, nor was guile or deceit found in His mouth. 1 Peter 2, verse 22. For this reason, God made Him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf. And someone says, well, that's all great and well, but what does the perfection of Jesus do for me? We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There's no doubt about that. Romans 3, 23 teaches it. But from Jesus' example of perfection, I can see what I ought to be. And I can see how to overcome sin. You know, in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus teaches us how to do that. How was it that Jesus was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin? The devil takes Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, and he tempts Him with everything possible. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, the pride of life. How did Jesus deal with that? Three times Jesus said, "It is written, it is written, it is written." He was so well versed and so grounded and knowledgeable in the Word of God that when sin raised its ugly head, Jesus knew exactly where to go in the Word of God to overcome that. How true that is for us. The Bible teaches us God's Word must be hidden in our heart that we must not, that we might not sin against Him. Psalm 119, verses 10 through 12. But you know, Jesus not only stands as the picture of perfection, the perfect example, Jesus' life stands as the ultimate guide on how to please God and get to heaven. The Bible says this about Jesus, probably one of my favorite statements about Him in the gospel accounts. In Mark 7, verse 37, we're told, "He has done all things well." What a great statement about Christ. Done all things well. He's the perfect pattern to follow to make sure that we get to heaven. But what did Jesus teach us to do to get on the road to heaven? Jesus taught us we must be willing to hear God's Word. Romans 10, 17. We must believe that He is the Son of God. John chapter 8, verse 24, Jesus said, "Unless you believe that I'm He, you'll surely die in your sins." Not only must I believe, I also, according to Jesus, must repent. Jesus said, "Unless you repent, you'll all likewise perish." Luke 13, 3. I've got to make that confession that He is the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Jesus said, "If you don't confess Me before men, neither will I confess you before the Father in heaven." Matthew 10, verse 32 and 33. And a person must also, according to Jesus, be baptized for the remission of his sins. Jesus said it so plainly. He that believes and is baptized will be saved. He that does not believe shall be condemned. Mark 16, 16. And then, Once we obey the gospel and become a Christian, we look at Jesus' life of dedication to doing the will of God. So much so that He suffered. He went around doing good to all men, preaching the gospel. He suffered and ultimately gave His life for the cause of Christ. And the Bible says, let this mind, let that mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who did not consider Himself equal with God, rather equality with God, was something to be grasped, but rather He took upon Himself the form of a servant and came in the likeness of men, and He humbled Himself and became obedient to the death of the cross. Will we follow Jesus' example in obedience to the will of God? And then, will we follow Jesus' example and walk in newness of life? I can promise you this. If you do those things, you can be sure that when the great day comes, you'll hear the words of the Master, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord." Are you sure today that you're following the example of Jesus? It's the prime example. It's the greatest one to follow. Have we decided today to follow it? If not, we beg you, we plead with you, won't you mold your life into the example of Jesus before it's too late?